Now, I want to get into something here really cool. I just got this new CD called Reflections by Richard Stoltzman, and it's got five new pieces by five young composers that I'm not familiar with any of them. Daniel James Perlongo, Keith Lay, Gordon Goodwin, Anthony Iannacone. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Iannacone.
All right, and Andrew Stiller. And all these pieces are really cool. I'm having a hard time deciding which ones we should play on the radio. But the last one on here by Andrew Stiller is... it's a butt kicker. This one's nuts. This is just nuts. It's called Procrustean Concerto.
Yeah.
It's in two movements.
Yeah.
The first movement is called Interview with the Dissidents, Sestina.
Mm-hmm.
The second movement is called Hockets from the Andes. Tell us a little bit about this piece, and then I'm going
to
play it.
Well, the guy's a nut, you know. I mean, he's a wild guy. When he came to the recording sessions, I mean, the orchestra was terrified of him because he was like... demanding the utmost loudness and the utmost softness from the orchestra, screaming brass sounds, and then absolute quiet little sounds. He had he had this thing that he wanted me to do as the clarinet, to play like some kind of Indian Andes type, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're the witch doctor, aren't you?
Yeah, uh-huh. And play the sound of the clarinet. Do-wah. I mean, I'd never seen anything written like that in music. And then the Procrustean part, you know, what that concept of trying to fit something into a prescribed section of time or of space. And this is... He was tormented with the idea that he had more to create, but he only had a certain number of minutes that he could afford to pay for the Warsaw Philharmonic to play his piece. So he had to figure out how he could cram this music that he had inside of him into this small, truncated piece. And so you'll hear these gigantic brass chords that come like big pillars or gates that kind of shut down that's your Procrustean end, you know, and then you move into something else and try to fit a little bit more in, and then like the orchestra comes like a big no, that's it, that's all you can play. It's amazing concept. And this like the second movement is really, you know, high up in the Andes, a peasant's dealing with talking back and forth. I talk back and forth to the other clarinet players.
Yeah. Is Andrew Stiller from South America? Or is this just his concept?
No, it's a concept.
No, well, who is not. This composer, this Andrew Stiller? Who is he?
He's unknown.
Well, tell us who he is. He won't be unknown anymore.
Well, I don't know who he is. I just met him at the recording session. This whole thing, I've been doing this for 8 years. Uh-huh. I've got like over 50 composers have come to Warsaw or also to Slovakia and all Seattle too. Mm-hmm. I've never met these people. They all live in America. They all compose music. None of them has ever been heard. This is the first time any of them has been recorded. It's an archival thing, MMC, Master Musicians Collective.
Okay.
And these guys and women, and come. They're not all young. Some of them are like 80 years old. They're coming to have their pieces performed at the highest level possible and have something to hang on to in their lives, you know.
Okay.
These are all the people we meet around breakfast and lunch and dinner. None of these people know each other. We're all musicians. You talk about some small world. It's not a small world. These people are all isolated. They live in little backwoods places in North Carolina and down there's a woman composer from Salt Lake City, a Mormon, you know. I didn't even know Mormons wrote music. And she is, no, and
yeah, they're allowed to do that.
Oh, well, she's very sincere and all these people, you know, their bios in there. If you want me to read, I could read something. You want me to read?
No,
something?
We don't need to read it. He's from Washington, D.C., this Andrew Stiller.
Okay, there you go.
Born in 1946. He studied clarinet, bassoon, and recorder in his youth, but originally intended to be a paleontologist.
Thank you very much.
So that's Andrew Stiller for you there. He's the composer who's into dinosaurs. That's cool.
Okay.
If anybody wants a copy of the CD, do we still have one to give away, or did you give it away already? We have one more to give away. It's called Reflections by Richard Stoltzman. It will include this piece I'm about to play. Call 513-749-1444, and Fran will hook you up with a copy of the CD. And if you're real nice to her, she might get you some tickets for the concert at the CSO this weekend. All right, here's Richard Stoltzman from Reflections with the Procrustean Concerto by Andrew Stiller on WAIF. See what I said? That's a really neat piece, isn't it?
Procrustean bit. No, he's a wild man. He's good.
That's the Procrustean Concerto for Clarinet and Orchestra by Andrew Stiller.
And Police Whistle.
Yeah, there's a police whistle on there. That was your favorite part, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
It's a really neat piece, though, especially that second movement. It starts kind of mellow and quiet with that melody, and then it goes kind of nuts at the end.
Yeah.
It's from the new CD called Reflections by Richard Stoltzman. And do we have one more? If you want one, call now at 513-749-1444, and we'll send you one courtesy of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Again, that's 749-1444 for the new CD by Richard Stoltzman called Reflections. Hey, Richard, thanks again for coming down tonight. This is a real blast.
You're neat to do this, and I really appreciate the fact that we can be together in music, you know?
Well, next time you come to town, I want you to come down, we're going to play all 12-tone music. We're going to play some Webern and some Berg and some Boulez.
I don't mind that.
That's all we're going to do all night.
Well, let's bring something besides water.
Okay, we'll have to. Before we let Richard go, we're going to play this concerto that he's going to do on Saturday night. It's called Phantasma Cantos. It's a fantastic piece. I sell all my friends on it, and I'm bringing a gaggle of guys down on Saturday night to hear you play it. And tell us a little bit about the piece. I know we've talked about it before, but as I prepare to cue up the CD to play Phantasma Cantos, tell our listeners how you first encountered the piece and why you love it so much.
Okay, well, I first encountered it. Takemitsu wrote this piece so that it could be part of a 1791, 1891, 1991 in Vienna concert that I did to honor the first performance of the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, which was October 16th, 1791, and the city of Vienna invited me to come and play on the same stage, actually, the Mozart Concerto in 1991, October 16th, and Brahms wrote his quintet 100 years later in 1891, so I played that, and then Takemitsu wrote this beautiful concerto for 1991. And he wrote it in style of a go-round garden. So the melody, which is expressed at the very beginning after the orchestra introduction, da 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 dee da, you hear that entirely going through the orchestra all around, all the time, different instruments play it, I play it in different keys and so on. But the concept is that you hear this melody at the beginning as you walk into a garden and see a tree or a stone or a flower, and then you start walking counterclockwise or clockwise, whatever, around the garden, see the flower, the stone, the tree from a different angle. You hear the melody from a different angle, from a different, maybe from the flute, maybe from the vibes, from the harp, from the brass, from the French horn. You keep moving around, then you finally get about halfway around, and there's a section which is marked calm and ecstatic. And that is sort of the halfway point in the orchestra. And it's a halfway point in going around the garden. And then you move around to the other side of the garden, and finally you're at the end of the piece, and you're back where you are at the beginning, except that now when you see this tree and this stone and this flower, even though it's exactly the way it was when you first saw it, it's not, because your mind has now absorbed the vision from all angles. And so the piece, when it comes back to the beginning again, that da 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 dee da, takes on a whole other meaning, because you've heard it transformed through many different prismatic variations. And Takemitsu's tempo is eighth note equals 38, slower than desirable. It's a very enigmatic way of marking the music, so that the flow of time is almost like a mobile that's suspended in space. And as I travel through the sounds of the orchestra with this fantastic song, it takes on so many different colors. It to me, it's the perfect ideal of what a song should be. It's like Blossom Dearie singing this most simple thing, like, you know, it amazes me. It's the same thing with da 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 di da di da. The same simplicity, and seen through this prism of the orchestra. And Takemitsu, because of his love for Duke Ellington, writes brass parts and sonorities that have the most luscious, like, dense jazz sound. And if I could talk over while the record was playing, I'd point out various places in the score. I brought the score with me in case you want to look at it, where you can see how Takemitsu has subtly, you got to be there in the audience to hear this. He's written things that are, you've never heard come out of the orchestra before in terms of beauty mm-hmm. of sound.
You got the score with you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You should whip that out here before I hit play. I'll follow along here for a little bit.
Okay, I will.
It might be kind of fun. we saved this piece for last tonight because it's such a stunning piece, and I think that if you've been listening all night, and we've played some interesting music since we started at 10, but if you're just now tuning in, this piece is going to knock your socks off. This is really something, and this is why Mr. Stoltzman came to town. This is why we're giving away tickets for Saturday night's concert, because this piece is just, oh, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Hey, we got tickets left. Hey, listen, Fran says we got tickets left. So give me a call here at 513-749-1444. That's got Mr. Takamitsu's handwriting on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not every day I get to look at that. All right, well, I'm going to check this out myself. So this is kind of a thrill. Again, if you want a ticket to the concert this weekend with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with guest artist Richard Stoltzman, call now 513-749-1444. And here is the Phantasma Cantos by Toru Takamitsu, performed by Richard Stoltzman. Well, there you have it. That's the clarinet concerto that Richard Stoltzman will be playing on Saturday night and Friday morning with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra by Toru Takemitsu. That's the Phantasma Cantos. And I was sitting here looking at the score with Richard while we were playing that. And it's a fascinating piece. I wouldn't want to be in the orchestra. It's too difficult. I can't count that. It changes time signature every measure.
Well,
and it's rubato.
To go back 2 hours to your initial question, what does the orchestra need a conductor for? That's what the orchestra needs a conductor for.
Right, because that's not something you can just sit down and play.
Nope.
It sounded like, if the listener was thinking of what the score looked like, it didn't sound like it was changing time signatures.
That's the magic of Takemitsu. I want to tell you a quick story that when we played his piece, not this one, but another one, we got lost in the concert at Carnegie Hall. It was a tragedy, and we were so embarrassed, and he came backstage and was very polite and said, thank you for playing my music. And we were saying, oh, Mr. Takemitsu, we're so sorry about that terrible place. And he said, oh, that place. Oh, I wish I could write music as beautiful as that. Wasn't that the sweetest thing? We'd gotten lost, but what he was saying was that I want my music to sound as if it's lost and almost improvised. And what you were saying, the music's so slow, like you were looking at the score, but it feels like there's no tempo. It's amazing.
It feels like there's no tempo at all. Like you can't, there's no pulse and you can't count it.
It's fantastic.
But when you're reading the score, it's in 3/8 and then it's in 3.58 and then it's in 6/8 and then it's in, it's all over the place. Yeah. Hey, Richard, thanks for coming down.
It's a pleasure, Chris.
I just understood a minute ago, you're going to do the pre-concert lecture at these concerts this weekend.
Okay.
So if anybody wants more, if you're hungry for more, show up at 7 instead of 8. And I think it's on the third floor, right, at Music Hall? So what are they doing? It's where? Oh, it's in the regular Music Hall?
Free pizza and beer also.
Pizza and beer?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No.
Cool.